Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Monday. I want to share with you, I've mentioned to you that we are now connected with MyPillow. And I have been actually trying to reach out to them for several years, and finally somebody got it done for me. I couldn't seem to get it done myself. But you know, a good night's sleep is important to our all-over health, and I have found that out even more so lately. And in the past, I've gone through, and this is just absolute truth, I've gone through a tremendous amount of pillows. I would get one, and in the middle of the night, I'd pitch it across the room. It wouldn't be my pillow. It wouldn't be me. It didn't fit. Whether it was down pillows, whether it was pellets or memory foam or whatever they were, they just didn't fit me or my needs. Then I tried my pillow back in December. And bingo. It's like, where have you been all my life? My neck, my shoulders, my upper back, they relaxed, and sleep without pain or spasms finally came. And this is my pillow. That's why we call it MyPillow, because it fits me. MyPillow, because it will fit you. When you sign up for MyPillow, your sleep style, your size, MyPillow is made to fit you. But there's more. MyPillow is affordable. It's made in the USA. Has a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It's about you. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BethAnn, no space, no E, all lowercase. In other words, BethAnn, all lowercase. There's no E on Ann. It's just A-N-N. Give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. That's 1-800-978-6168. Invest in a good night's sleep for you. Invest in CSE Talk Radio. Invest in American-made product. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep at 1-800-978-6168. Now, if you don't use the promo code, it doesn't help CSE Talk Radio. You've got to use the promo code. And I will share more about my pillow experiences, because I do have some stories to tell. I hurt my neck years and years and years and years and years ago, and I have been struggling with pillows ever since. And so I really kind of upset with my brother, because he's told me he'd been using my pillow for years, and he just thought it was wonderful. And I said, why didn't he tell me? Because he knew I had neck trouble. Last weekend, on Saturday, I received this email, and I thought this was worth sharing. Of course, it's coming in an email, and they say to pass it along and you know, all this and that. But I'm going to type it out. I'm going to peck it out, because it's still typing with one hand, mostly. I'm going to type it out for you and offer it to you for a self-addressed stamped envelope, and hope you put a dollar in there just to pay for the paper. We have talked about Social Security in the past. And this is just a little history on social, they call it unsecurity. It's good to remind us, all of us, that the politicians are capable of doing to the United U.S. citizens. Yes, citizens. It says here that it's a very interesting read, that actually President Kennedy and Sergeant Shriver were the first ones to misuse the Social Security account. They used Social Security funds to start the Peace Corps. Not the first or the last time our money, your money, has been taken from American citizens and given to foreign nations. Things every U.S. citizen should know and remember about your Social Security and the changes that have been made. Now, I know that I've shared with you before about the little, because I'm old, about the little note, the little phrase that's on my Social Security card. So let's just look at this a little bit. History lesson. Just in case some of you young whippersnappers, he says in this, and some of the older ones, didn't know this, it's easy to check it out. So if you don't believe it, be sure and show it to your family and friends. They need a little history lesson. Social Security cards, up until the 1980s, expressly stated the number and card were not to be used for identification purposes. Now, remember, I told you the story about a time when I was Christmas shopping and I was in JCPenney's. And the young girl there asked to see my Social Security number, my Social Security card. And I said, you know, I'm going to show it to you, but I want you to see that you're not really allowed to ask me for this. And she, her eyes got big because she didn't know. There was no way she could know. Her Social Security card didn't say that. It says, since nearly everyone in the United States now has a number, it became inconvenient to use it anyway, and the message, not for identification, was removed. Franklin Roosevelt, who was a Democrat, introduced the Social Security FICA program, and he promised, number one, that participation in the program would be completely voluntary. It is no longer voluntary. That the participants would only have to pay 1% of the first $1,400 of their annual incomes in the program. And now it is, and it goes up, 7.65% on the first $90,000. And number three, that the money the participants elected to put into the program would be deductible from their income for tax purposes each year. No longer is it tax deductible. That the money, number four, that the money the participants put in the independent trust fund rather than into the general operation fund, operating fund, and therefore would only be used to fund the Social Security retirement program and no other government program. But under Johnson's presidency, the money was moved to the general fund and spent. That the annuity payments is number five, that the annuity payments at the retirees, to the retirees, would never be taxed as income. But under President Clinton and Al Gore, up to 85% of your Social Security can be taxed. Since many of us have paid into FICA for years and are now receiving a Social Security check every month, and then finding that we are getting taxed on 85% of the money we paid to the federal government to put away, you may be interested in the following. Now, the question here, he's got questions and answers. Which political party took Social Security from the Independent Trust Fund and put it into the general fund so that Congress would spend it? A, it was Lyndon B. Johnson, who was the Democrat and a democratically controlled House and Senate at that time. Question again, which political party eliminated the income tax deduction for Social Security FICA withholding? A, it was the Democrat Party. Question again, which political party started taxing Social Security annuities? A, the Democrat Party with Al Gore casting the tie-breaking deciding vote as president of the Senate while he was vice president of the United States. Now, this guy, he's pointing the finger at the Democrats, and we're going to talk about that. But I want to finish these questions and answers. You know, the Republicans ain't going to get off scot-free. Mm-mm. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. I'm going to give you the phone number, and I want you to wait till I get done with this little history lesson. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be back with our history lesson on Social Security. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We've got a little lesson going on with our Social Security. The next question. Which political party decided to start giving annuity payments to immigrants? And that's right. It was Jimmy Carter and the Democrat Party. Immigrants moved into this country and at an age of 65, began to receive Social Security payments. The Democrat Party gave these payments to them, even though they never paid a dime into it. And now, if you'll remember when we've had Mike Cutler on, and by the way, he's going to be on Wednesday. It was under the presidency of Jimmy Carter that they changed the language of the immigrants that are in this nation. We were not allowed to call them aliens. They were undocumented. It says then after violating the original contract FICA, the Democrats turned around and they tell you that the Republicans want to take your Social Security away. And the worst part about it is uninformed citizens, all of us, believe it. If enough people hear this message and understand that we've been lied to, that's a good start to educate and activate the American people. Now, while they are blaming, and in this, and it is right, but while they are blaming the Democrats, let me go back. We have a caller. If you'll just be patient with me just a moment, let me go back and read the one question: which political party started taxing Social Security annuities? And it said the Democrat Party, with Al Gore casting the tie-breaking deciding vote as president. There was a tie. So many of your Republican buddies also voted to do this. So don't just blame the Democrats. But when the Democrats are now screaming that the Republicans want your Social Security, you need to understand they all, as in Congress, want your Social Security dollars because they have us so far in debt that they've got to tax you and take your money any which way they possibly can. We have John in Missouri. John, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing fine, but you got my blood pressure up a little bit this morning.
Deep breaths out slow. Deep breaths out slow.
That's okay. I'm glad you're touching on this and exposing this. I just received my SS-5 form, and I would recommend that all of your listeners apply for theirs and get theirs as well. You will learn a great amount from that simple little form. Now, if anybody's ever seen theirs, the mine starts out, and at the top of the form, it says, information furnished on this form is confidential. Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. Then it comes along, and it says, print the full name you will use in work or business. It's an all capital letter name. And then it says, print the full name given to you at birth. And it's an all capital letter name. Now, my mother and father's name is upper and lowercase. My long form birth certificate is upper and lowercase. Excuse me. Now, what I also find intriguing with this, and some of your listeners may know this, it says on here, it says your present age at your last birthday. Would you like to guess how old I was when I put an autograph on this piece of paper?
How old were you?
13.
Uh-huh.
So we both know that you can't, they say you cannot enter into a contract until you're of the age of 18 or majority. So there I am at 13 doing this, committing myself to this, whatever you want to call it, for many, many years.
It's a scam. Definitely a scam.
Yeah.
Now I was going to ask.
It's worth the money to spend. There's a simple form to fill out. Send it in. In about a month and a half, they'll send you your SS-5 form.
Okay. All right. Well, I was going to say, you know, nowadays they have to, you have to apply. You can't even count your children as deductibles, tax deductions, I'm sorry, unless they have Social Security numbers. And so you have to do that for them at birth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Not to be used for identification. Well, it can be now, but it wasn't supposed to be. When I signed up, it wasn't. I still have an old one. So. All right, John, we've been lied to, and we know that. And it's just important that we keep reminding ourselves. Even though it all these things that I mentioned, they happened under a Democrat, a president and Congress, as far as their majority, you know, when you see that they had to break a tie, you know, a lot of the Republicans voted for it as well. So we're not going to cut them any slack.
Yeah.
All right. Appreciate it, John.
Thank you, Beth.
Thank you very much.
Oh, Beth.
Yes.
One more thing.
Yes, sir.
When you're looking at, and I forgot to tell you this, this is a very important thing. You might want to write this down. If you look up 42 USC for U.S. code, and then the next number, it's 408, and then the letter A for Adam, and then the number 8. That you'll find that a very interesting thing about the Social Security number.
Okay.
Thank you, Bethany.
All right. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. So I had some other interesting news here that came from a listener out of Illinois. Now, I have to chuckle because I have missed church here lately because of my little broken elbow and not feeling good. And then I left town a week ago and went to church with my son who lives in another town. So I was back to my Sunday school class, you know, and yesterday morning, and they like to ask me about political stuff that's going on, and they asked me yesterday when I walked in there, and I did a little search on it, and I don't think it's true. I think it was something that's been going around for a while, and anyway, they asked me if I heard about the red lights on the front porch, and I go, no, I haven't heard about that. And they said, well, supposedly what they had read or heard was that if you are against gun control or for gun control and you do not have a gun in your home, you put a red light on your front porch. And I'm thinking, well, that's not very smart. That's not very smart. So I did a little search on that. I don't think it's true. And it was actually a rumor that was going around back in the spring of 2016, I think. So I don't know if that's true or not. I'm assuming that it's not. Not true at all. But speaking of gun control, this is a listener out of the state of Illinois, and he sent me an email on Saturday, and he says, Dear Beth, I hope you are aware of the major push for gun control in Illinois. The true extent is just now being understood. He said February 28th is being called Black Wednesday in Illinois. The number of gun control bills that passed may be the most ever passed in any single day in the history of Illinois. Now, I know I've got lots of Illinois listeners out there. Apparently, Illinois is being used as a testing ground for nationwide disarmament. The Chicago Democrats and anti-gun groups are spending millions on ads calling for the governor to lead the nation in gun control. Now the Republican House leader, Durkin, is calling for a magazine ban that will turn many of the state's 2.3 million gun owners into felons with a mandatory 14-year in prison if you are found with two magazines over 15 rounds in your possession. His email goes on to say, the NRA changed its lobbyist team this year for Illinois, and they do not have the experience to handle the Illinois General Assembly. Had they kept the contract lobbyist Todd Vandermeide, we may have had a better chance at stopping these bills. I hear music. Let's try and finish this. Says the only hope of stopping these bills is to contact the governor's office at 312-814-2121, the Chicago office, or 217-782-0244, the Springfield office, and demand his veto, that they veto these bills. We're headed into a break. I want to give those again and finish up this email from the Illinois listener. If you're from Illinois, take heed. I think you're in trouble. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we will be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? NAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's Selling U.S. Out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CFC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CFC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CFC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules, a must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty, understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have hit a nerve. We have several callers, but I've got to take care of business before I go to the phones, okay? I had a caller said she could not understand, or he, not sure which it was, could not understand my promo code for MyPillow. And I probably did rattle it off very fast. The promo code is my name, Beth Ann, altogether, lowercase. But many of you write to me and you put an E on the end of Ann, and there is no E on the end of my middle name, Ann. So it's Beth Ann, lowercase, for the promo code for MyPillow, and you simply go to MyPillow.com, just MyPillow.com, Beth, B-E-T-H-A-N-N, lowercase, is the promo code. Now, if you'd prefer to call them, their number is 1-800-978-6168. 1-800-978-6168. And also, a caller asked about my address here. If you want to write to me, send a card, send a donation, or if you want this Social Security history, send it to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Excuse me. That's Post Office Box 73,
California, Missouri, 65018. And just address it to Beth Ann or CSE Talk Radio. That's all you need to do. Okay, before we go to the callers, I want to finish this from my listener in Illinois. Once again, he says, the only way of stopping these bills is to contact the governor's office. Here is the number for the governor's office for those of you who are listening in Illinois. 312-814-2121, and that is the Chicago office. Or 217-782-0244. Is the Springfield office, and he says demand he veto these bills. We will also need to continue contacting our members of the General Assembly and demand they stop attacking our guns. He says the funny part is all of this is happening just days ahead of our March 20 primary. Many politicians are up for re-election, including Durkin. Yet they are attacking guns. And he says, your brothers and sisters in arms in Illinois need your help. Please help us. And he also put down here to look up more information. This is the website. GunsSaveLives.com. GunsSaveLives.com. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have Tim in Iowa. Tim, how are you today?
Great. How you doing, Beth?
Doing okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out a couple things probably people should do with Social Security and maybe talk about, some other abuses beyond this. But, a person really should sign up for it as soon as they are eligible. We all know there's no money in the trust fund.
That's true.
And you want to make sure you're locking in your benefits. Now, people, they tell you don't do that because you'll get more. Well, and or they'll withhold some of it on you if you're working yet. Well, you can make up to $16,920 this year before they kick in to withhold your money.
Mm.
And then anything you make over that, they take half of that and withhold your Social Security. So let's just use $17,000 as you make that much this year working, and $17,000 is your limit. Let's say you make $20,000 this year. They're only going to hold half of that $3,000. And if you're getting $800 to $1,000 a month, that's only 2 months. So you really are better off money-wise.
You have to sign up early.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, the other thing that we got to realize, too, is they keep talking 65. Well, like I say, actuarially, there's no money in there. You're not going to gain that much more. Plus, right now, you're 100% vested where they don't hold anything out on you anymore at 66 years old. And what's interesting about this is at 65, you're allowed to make $45,000 a year before they start holding your Social Security back because you're in your last year.
Right.
And most people, 66 years old, that means they're going to get their full Social Security the year they're 65. So, and the other big advantage to this is once you're signed up for Social Security, you're signed up early, they've got you in the system, and they start contacting you to get you ready for Medicare. Because even if you're working in a private company or you go between jobs, once you get a certain age, employers would rather have you on Medicare than on their own insurance. I mean, that's just the whole root of the matter. So, but yeah, the abuses, I don't know what we do with that, because if you stop to think about it, a grandson and I got into this about a month ago, because he keeps thinking Trump's trying to get rid of all the entitlements we got, And what they don't realize is we're talking about managing them so that they survive. Two things. If you look at Russia, China, or anywhere, any country that's run by Sharia law, they don't have these benefits over there. If you can't support yourself, you're dead.
It's true.
So we are a little bit better than that. But what always gets me, and I fell for this when I was a kid, I was trying to tell the grandson this, you've got the profit motive involved in this too. say, let's talk about food stamps. For instance, you talk about getting rid of the food stamps. You know who shows up at the politician's door if a politician starts talking that way?
Who?
I'll tell you who shows up. The Farm Bureau,
yeah.
The Chamber of Commerce, and the Grocers Association, because without those programs, they'd have to charge people what they can actually afford.
And I'm gonna cut you short because I've got some callers waiting. But this is
sure.
A good topic, Tim. And on I believe it's the 15th on Wednesday the 15th. I'm going to have I'm not sure on the date, but I know I've got Bill. I've got RCAF USA. Yeah, I'm going to have them back on. I've lost my name. Bill's going to be back on with me. And he hasn't been with me for a long time. We're going to talk about some of that. And I know he's not real happy with the Farm Bill. They had some successes and they had some losses there. So he's going to talk about that. And that goes into what you're getting ready to explain. But I've got some others on hold here that I need to get to before the end of the show. Thank you so much, Tim. All right, thank you. We're going to go to Bill in Iowa. Bill, how are you today?
Okay, I promise I'll be really quick. This is so amazing. Thanks for letting me through. I was watching Fox News, and they've got a lady on there this morning and last night. She's a black lady, young, beautiful, I mean, just a beautiful person.
Mm-hmm.
And she's college age, and she's the head of she's got something to do with the NRA. She joined it, and she's some big thing in it, so I'll be fast. She said something amazing. Do you know why the NRA was started? It was started by Republicans to arm the slaves against the slave masters. Isn't that something?
Yeah, they were the first ones that were denied guns. Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. And one more thing. Jesus, I got to tell this for Jesus because he's kept me safe all these years. I seen on the Glenn Beck show, I heard that they're taking 5-year-old girls and boys up to teenagers, mainly they target them and harvest their organs without anesthetics. And they heard the little girl crying being pulled away from her mommy.
Mm.
Isn't that awful?
Yeah, we have a lot of trafficking going on. And
I'm sorry. I'm done. I took
you
much time. I'm sorry.
No, you don't need to apologize, but we are going into a break. And I have Susan from Illinois. Hold on, Susan, if you'll be patient.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it so much. Trafficking, human trafficking is a big problem. And we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio is making available 2-pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abusive of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. I'm going to go to Susan from Illinois. Susan, how are you today?
Oh, pretty good. Hi, Beth. Yeah, I didn't hear those numbers the first time you gave them, so I copied them down when you gave them to the second caller there about the gun legislation.
Okay.
Now, this is for the governor's office. I've got the Chicago and the Springfield numbers, and I wondered, is there a number we should call for the General Assembly? What do you say? It's Representative Durkin. Is he the one that's pushing this?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So he's one. Okay, so is there a number for his office that we should call?
Well, I think those, you know, I'm not positive because he doesn't give that here in this. He doesn't give that in this email. I'm taking this from a listener out of Illinois, so I would assume you could look that up.
So these are the numbers, and to call the governor's office and ask him to veto if it comes up. And
yes, but I know, you know, the number for D.C., which I don't know would do you any good, is 202-224-3121.
Yeah, I've got that. I don't know if that would do any good because this is probably Illinois.
Yeah, this is Illinois. So
yeah, I'm still trying to decide what to do about this governor's race coming up. I mean, looking at the Republican stuff, we got ads on both sides, and from what I've seen, we've got two candidates that are flawed in different ways. Deanie Ives is supposed to be pro-life, but said that she's defending Mike Madigan, and we don't really back him. And then I got this book about from Ives telling about Rauner's false, how he made some financial deal with Rahm Emanuel and Bill Daley to about how said he's making profits and is let down, and he, of course, would have a flip-flopped on the abortion issue. So from what I've seen, they're both candidates have different problems, and I still am up in the air. I don't know what to do.
Oh, my. You know, we have to play a guessing game, don't we? We just, it's just ridiculous what we have to go through to get somebody elected, and then we... Then they all seem to be chameleons when they get there. So,
in fact, a few times in years past when the governor's race came up, I have actually cast a write-in vote for none of the above.
Well, I voted on a third-party one here for governor last time we had our election, and I'm sticking to that. I think I did the right thing, but we'll see.
Well, thanks a lot. Have a good day,
Thank you, Susan. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Let me give those numbers one more time in case you did miss that. This is for the contact the governor's office there in Illinois. The Chicago office number is 312-814-2121. And the Springfield office is 217-782-0244. So you give them a call. If you want this Social Security history that I had, I'm going to fix it up. It's in a crazy format because it came in an email. So I'll fix it up and have it ready to go for a self-addressed stamped envelope. Throw a little dollar in there to help me cover the paper. Things are tight. And speaking of gun control, it's all about they want us to believe that they're out about our safety, and we know that they're not. We know that that's not the case. None of us wants our children hurt or anyone else hurt. Guns do save lives. But here is a death toll count. Thus far, it says 2018, and it says it's current, and it's over a 60-day period. So thus far, 60 days into 2018, abortion has claimed 137.80 lives. That's 137,080 lives. Tobacco has claimed 43,934 lives. Obesity has claimed 38,537 lives. Medical errors have claimed 31,565 lives. Alcohol has claimed 12,553 lives. Suicide has taken 5,369 lives. Drunk driving, I guess separate from alcohol abuse and causes from that, drunk driving has claimed 4,244 lives. Poisoning, 3,987 lives. All drug abuse, 3,139 lives. This is just in 60 days here in the U.S. Prescription drugs, 1,883 lives. And guns, murder by guns, not suicide, murder by guns, 1,443 lives. The least. And yet that's what they're going after the most. Oh, they talk about the drug war. The war on drugs, and since that time we've lost more, have more drugs, whether they're the illegal ones, the ones they, the legal ones, you know, approved and given a stamp of the FDA. There's lots for us to consider. But the taking of the guns is not about safety. And when you read into Sal Alinsky's book for The Rules of Radicals, it flat out tells you in the fourth of eight that gun control, they must remove the ability to defend themselves, meaning the citizens, from the government. It's just right out there. That's exactly, they know exactly what it's about. They know it's not about hunting. They know it's about safety, not personal safety. They know it's about holding back a tyrannical government. It also says that way you're able to create a police state. You know, it's obvious that they do know what they're doing. And the lies, whether it's Social Security, gun control, our health, our education, the things that they do are religious freedom, First Amendment. It's obvious when you sit down and you really take a look at things that these D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals, or your state offices, elected officials, they are not following the Constitution. They are not looking out for your well-being or protecting your liberty. It is up to we, the people, to understand that they have stolen the republic because we pretty much handed it over to them. And we can take it back. It will not be easy. They're getting too rich on it, so they're not going to let you have it back. And they want to take the guns because they already know they're robbing you blind, and you're going to figure it out sooner or later. So it's up to we the people, which is the republic, to educate and activate. Get those phone numbers, call those numbers, do what you can, make the best decisions you can, and pray about it, pray about it, pray about it. And let's bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.